B-Pod Studios.
Gary from High Five, are you there?
Hey, it's me, Gary, from High Five Pest Control.
How are you, Gary?
I'm all better now.
Hey, I got to ask you something. Have you ever heard of the term puke and rally?
No, I don't think I ever heard somebody say that before.
That's where you party, puke, and then you're ready to go for more.
Oh, I see that all the time. I didn't know it had that was a name for it.
Yeah, it's a puke and rally.
That this one guy, kind of an egghead, and he called it bacchanalia. And I don't even know what that means.
A what?
Some egghead. He's too smart for his own good. But then again, I shouldn't be criticizing nobody, Stan.
Right.
I had to learn a lesson of my own.
What, did something happen to you, Gary? Did something happen to you? You learned a lesson on your, what happened, Gary?
Well, I just learned a lesson. That's all. I learned a lesson, and that maybe I ain't so smart. Maybe I should shut up.
Well, I could have told you that a long time ago. What lesson did you learn, though? What happened? And maybe you should shut up. Because you know what? You're too much of a giving guy in the situation that you're in right now. People take advantage of you, Gary. They take advantage of Gary from High Five.
Well, I guess I may as well tell you what happened.
I want to know what happened, Gary. I am, you know what? I am, to a certain amount, a certain level, concerned about you. What happened?
Don't worry about me. You know, life just gives you lemons, and then you keep going.
What happened?
Well, this guy just showed up a couple of days ago.
At the homeless site.
His name's Frank. And he comes up to a couple of us fellas, and he's got a big bottle of something. And he says, "Here, I want you pussies to have a real drink. To try some of my moonshine."
Oh, moonshine.
And so the two guys next to me, they take a swig, and they says, "That's good moonshine, Frank." He says, "What'd I tell you?" And then it's my turn, and I drink it, and I accidentally spit half of it out, and I said, "You're playing a big joke. This is pop-off." And then he punched me in the gut, and he says, "You need to learn to shut your mouth." And I did.
So you were drinking pop-off.
Oh, it was pop-off. But I guess I just wasn't supposed to spoil everybody's buzz.
That's about the cheapest vodka you can get.
Don't I know it.
And that has nothing to do with moonshine. So he punched you in the gut?
Yeah.
Are you all right? Did he break a rib? Did he do so? You're okay.
Well, I'm all better now.
All right, good. But they won't let you drink anymore with them, will they?
Well, the other two guys, yes.
Oh,
Frank.
Yeah.
Frank is kind of, well, sometimes his name's Frank Underwood, and sometimes he'll be talking to somebody.
Frank Underwood,
and then he'll turn his head to the side. And it would be like there was a person there, and he's going, telling them how evil he is and the trick that he's pulling on the other guy. And you're not supposed to say nothing about it.
Is he seeing people? Is he schizophrenic?
I think he thinks that there's somebody listening to him. Because if you ask me, it's stupid. And I shouldn't have just said that. I shouldn't have said it. I shouldn't have said it, Stan.
Yeah,
I shouldn't.
Because Frank's going to come there.
Can you erase that?
No, I can't. Too late now, Gary.
Hey, I'm just kidding. So, me, Gary.
So Frank hears a lot of voices in his head. He's violent. And he's now in the woods with you guys, with all you, the homeless pervs and drunks and meth addicts.
Yeah, he's a pretty good guy.
How can you say that? He's punching you in the stomach and he's talking to imaginary demons.
Look, me getting punched in the stomach was my own fault for being stupid.
Yeah, you should have kept your mouth shut.
I learned a valuable lesson. Hey, Gary, shut your mouth. So yeah. I'm better. I am a much better person.
Is that good?
And I don't want to talk to him. But if I did, I would thank Frank for teaching me the lesson that, hey, Gary, you need to shut up.
And does he stay there all the time now with you guys, or does he
yes.
just, he's there, so he's there right now?
Yes.
He's not in your trailer, is he?
No.
Has he been in your trailer?
Yes.
Is he going to be in your trailer when the sun goes down?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, it's best to shut up, Gary.
I learned my lesson. I don't know nothing about moonshine. Why
right,
am I
right.
my mouth off? I'm not like that egghead over there who knows everything about everything.
Can I ask you something? I don't think I've asked you this.
How
in your part of the woods, how many people are actually living there? How many neighbors and friends does Gary from High Five have living with him in the woods? How many are there?
You mean like in my town?
In Gary's town.
Well, let's see. There's the Spanish guy.
Yeah, there's.
I'm gonna say, conservatively 14.
14. So you wait a second. Got a Spanish guy there. You got any black guys?
One.
All right. Got one Spanish, one black guy. This happens, you know.
But it's okay because the black guy is a comedian and he cracks everybody up.
Oh, that's great.
Because they'll always tell jokes like, "Hey, you ever wonder why white people are doing that? If a brother was doing that, it would be much better."
he's a laugh-a-minute riot, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my God, he's so funny.
It happens.
He's sharing his gift of mirth with all of us.
Oh, that's great.
And by the way, I learned that word mirth from that egghead over there, mm-hmm. who thinks I should improve my vocabulary.
Are there any homeless women in your neighborhood?
No.
What happens when you
There's
know?
There's no such thing.
There's no such thing as a homeless woman.
No. You know, I thought about that, and I even asked one of the guys about it, and he said, "Gary, you need to listen closely about this because you've got a big misunderstanding going on in that head of yours. You got to understand, if you're a woman, you will never be homeless because all you have to do is have sex with somebody."
Right. Right, that's
and
right.
I said, "Hey, I'll do it."
Hey,
and then he looked at me funny, and I said, "No, I don't mean like another guy. I go and make a lady very happy."
Right.
What? Except
there are no
I like to eat a lot, and I'm not what you would call handy, and I don't know much.
Right, and you've learned a valuable lesson to shut your
and
mouth.
I did. I learned a valuable lesson. Gary, shut your mouth. And then I learned
what?
Mirth.
Yeah.
Mirth. Which with a hot TH.
You learn
I'm
that.
Learning,
yeah.
I'm learning how to make my sounds again. Egghead over here, Mr. Professor, thinks I got some sort of accent, so I just humor him. Because I love people.
You always have. You know, before we go, Gary, you know, you always try to uplift our listeners with some sound advice to make everybody feel good. Despite all your situations, you're always upbeat and positive and learning. Do you have any words of wisdom to pass on to our listeners before we let you go?
Well, I would suggest to everybody out there, if your instincts tell you, hey, this guy may be a little bit off, you should trust your own instincts because you're the best person you know.
Yeah, sound words from Gary over there at High Five. Pesky.
Good evening. I'm Ed Merle, and this is something rather different. I am assured it will not be dull. You will find humor here and entertainment, and you will also find news. If they occasionally bring laughter to your lips, I trust they will on occasion bring a tear to your eye. Impressions and enlightenment as varied and as vital as is all the activity of humanity. This, then, is the new dimension. This is where lies the unexplored future of this medium. Humor, I am told, has a place, and this is the result.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Suddenly, there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
You know, I didn't even realize I was doing it.
Oh, I knew you were doing it. And Junior was getting nervous that you were doing it. And I merely pointed it out to you, and he immediately thought he was being under verbal attack by us.
No, I don't like being in this building, especially for no reason.
Well, the fact of the matter is, no, I think I understand that. But that's not what was going on.
Well, you usually know me better than what I would guess.
I know you like the back of my hand.
How is the back of your hand these days?
There are some age spots that I didn't
arthritis
see.
Kicking up?
It's there.
No, I'd say that's about accurate.
You come into the studio, and you have, depending on what day of the week it is or how your night has gone, you've kept things a little bottled up. You want to say something. Some days it's very nice stuff, like today. It was very good.
Yeah, so I may be pacing, but I was telling you a very nice story, and meanwhile, he's staring at me.
As you're getting it out of your system, you're pacing around the room. You're talking. You and I are in mid-conversation, but you're pacing, and I look through the glass at Junior. And this is how, this is the sick dynamic of this.
It's almost like I am a trained actor pacing the boards telling you a story.
He's following you with his eyes, and he's getting very jumpy as you're pacing, talking to
me. But there's nothing going on. I was telling you a nice story.
I know. And I said to you, because he's in another room, I said to you, look at Junior over there. He's all worked up. Following you around,
and
with
so
his
he's
eyes.
Probably convinced it must be about him. And then
precisely.
You go take a look at Junior over there, and I turn my head, and you look over, and at the same time we lock on
what
him, and he goes,
guys,
"I knew I was right. I knew I was right.
What did I do again? What?" And we're not even talking about you.
I'm tired and paranoid today.
There a reason for that?
Yes,
yeah, there
is
a reason for that. Yeah,
he's expand. I'll say it because you'll twist it up.
You'll never twist it up.
Oh, I'm going to direct. He's expanding his radio skills. He's now learning.
Good boy.
Yeah, program director.
That's how we used to do it.
I know. Matt Mangus said to him, you want to learn some other things around here. And this morning he was being taught how to run the board for a morning program that's coming from another area of the country.
Okay, that's not too difficult. That's not brain surgery.
And this is what I was told right off the bat, that he's got a head on his shoulders and he picked it up fairly easily.
Yeah, buddy.
Reminds me of when I was 15 and learning to run Atlanta Braves baseball.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Do you remember it like it was when I was there, when you'd have to pick up the feed for a baseball game? This is back in the old AM days. When you had to pick up a feed for the baseball game, say you were the Atlanta Braves affiliate for your town.
We were.
And you would go and set the, back in those days, you'd set the coordinates for the satellite to pick up the Braves game that you would broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at 35 years
ago. Yeah, you know, tuning Tokyo.
But I remember, because we would have the sheet, and I would remember that we would have to go and tune in, because this was in Florida too, at WUEZ in Sanford. They would go and play Braves baseball.
And because that was the only baseball team in the entire South.
But they would have the satellite coordinates for all the games. And I would go and have the sheet, and I would put it in the sub queue as the game was going, that I could listen to, like, the Yankee game going on, or if I wanted to throw on the Orioles game, I could listen. You just couldn't legally broadcast it.
If you ever are listening to football or baseball on the radio and you're wondering if somebody's half-assing it, just count how many times something like this happens. And we're going to take 10 seconds here for our stations to identify themselves. This is Atlanta Braves Baseball. And we're back here, Fulton County Stadium.
Because they would go and try to, at the top of the hour.
That was your only job.
To give you the opportunity to...
That was really the only thing you had to do.
And if they missed it, they were goofing off. That's the only thing they had to do.
But then you'd have not so much the Braves. They ran a tight ship. And I can't even remember who... But there was, we were running something, and they were kind of loose with it, where it could be like, you know, anywhere from 10 before to 10 after the hour, and they'd just get a wild hair, get bored, and want to say, hey, let's let stations identify themselves.
I honestly don't know how it is then, but that used to be the law within 10 minutes of the top, or the FCC rule.
Most of the time, they were pretty tight where it was right at the top of the hour, but you'd find yourself getting embarrassed because at 51, they're asking for the ID when you're not expecting it. And, you know, in queue, you're listening to a different game.
Yep. The game you want to hear.
Yep. Or you're listening to your own records. Or
I have to...
Chatting up females.
Yep. Well, that would go on, too. I mean, the game was your freedom to go and mess around in there as long as you caught the legal IDs. Special announcement.
So once you hit the legal ID, you could get in your Camaro and hit up the Wendy's or the McDonald's and feel pretty good about it.
Yep, hoping that you don't lock yourself out.
Damn, I got the right key.
Special announcement.
I better leave the back door unlocked. Unattended, just in case.
We have it posted on our Facebook site. It's in the Fort Myers News Press today. And we have the article on our Facebook site. Fantastic article about the release on Friday of one of Brian Howe's last songs. And you and I, Haney, it's being released to all the download places and all that on Friday. Your Apple and your... What are some of the other ones, Junior? You know them all by heart.
Apple, Spotify.
Spotify, yep.
What about Amazon?
Amazon, Pandora.
We, Stan and Haney, are going to debut the song on Friday.
I'm surprised he didn't put something in his will where everybody but us would get the song.
If he, just to spite us one more time. A fantastic article in the Fort Myers News Press about plans to put out a final album, a final songs, because he had like 15 songs recorded, but they're working on them. And I've heard the song. It's called Going Home, and it's beautiful. It's him and a piano, produced very, very well. And he wrote the song. It has taken so many incarnations with him because they spoke with his current songwriting partner in the News Press article. He wrote the song in 2016 when his mom passed away.
Is this the guy in Texas that he was working with?
Correct. Wrote the song when his mom passed away in 2016. It gave new meaning, and he reworked the song in 2017 when he had his first spell, his first incident with his heart. Reworked the song again, and right up to the point of when Brian passed away earlier this year, they were putting the finishing touches on the song because he wanted the song released. You're going to hear it for the first time on this show on Friday, and it's... If we thought the John Prine song was a little bit of a tearjerker, a swan song for one of the greats, Brian's song is just as poignant and meaningful and introspective.
It's odd because I think Brian was... very compartmentalized.
Yes, he was. Very.
There was the Brian that we knew, who was basically a failed stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
That's the man I knew.
Yeah.
And then you hear these songs, and you realize, wait a second, Brian wrote that?
Yeah.
I didn't think he ever thought about things like that.
We'll play it for you. Read the news press article.
But one of the, and I mean they knew this back in the early 80s. He had just almost like a custom-made voice for rock music.
Yep.
And
this is going to really showcase his voice, telling you.
And they were trying to figure out what to do with him, going, we know we've got something here. And then Ted Nugent's like, I need somebody to sing some songs on my album. Here you go. Here's Brian Howe.
Yeah.
Paul Rogers gives the old heave-ho to Bad Company to join the firm. And the guys from Bad Company go, well, we'd still like to play. You know what? I think we've got a guy for you.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder what would have happened with him if he just started out fronting his own band.
A lot of things. His voice was phenomenal. Read the article. It's a great article.
But
hear the song on Friday.
It still bothers me to this day. Instead of getting praise for adding years to Bad Company's success, he's demonized for it.
And they talk about it in the article. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Oh, boy. Poor Junior.
What do you mean?
Well, he's getting a small taste of it.
What?
Well, I don't need to tell you how it is. People look at us and they think, oh, well, Stan and Haney, yeah, they've been doing their deal for years. But before there was a Stan and Haney show, you and I were forced to pay some medieval-style dues.
Oh, yeah, it goes with the territory. We paid a lot of dues. He thinks he can just waltz right in here.
And he was telling me, and believe me, I sympathize with him. He asks me, what time did you go to bed last night, Haney? I said, I don't know, around 3. He goes, that's when I got up.
Oh, well, yeah, because he was learning to board up.
And then I had to explain to him.
That's amazing that you had to explain to him, because I explained to him probably about 2 hours earlier.
How old was I when I got here?
You were 1993. What is that? What? Hold on, program director Matt Mangus.
What a belly-aching puss. Holy God. One day, he comes in here for a couple of extra hours,
and he's crying like a baby. I did good.
Matt, you don't understand. It's not the extra hours. It's that overnight slash morning time.
What?
It's the worst.
He's a belly-aching puss. I get up at 4 a.m. every day. I get more accomplished before 9 than anybody.
But you're a morning guy.
I am a big-time morning guy.
And as he pointed out, normally he goes to bed at 3 a.m., and then he had to get up at 3 a.m.
Now, this is what's going to happen when you guys are on vacation for 2 weeks.
He's going
to Mangus's boot camp.
Oh!
I'm going to put him through the paces,
Sergeant
every day.
Sergeant Mangus.
With 3:30 a.m. every day, I'll have him up.
Dude.
And we'll start with calisthenics. Or maybe I'll have him walk my dog.
Here's the thing.
I love dogs. Are you going to make him do the whole sir, yes, sir thing?
No. We won't get into that. But I'm going to take him through the seedy underbelly of the radio business.
Most people don't realize how bad this business sucks.
Three years ago, I was setting up tents.
Until you make a name for yourself, you're screwed.
You got to be able to do everything.
There's nothing fun about this.
No.
When I took 8 years off to stay home and take care of my kid and then got back into the radio business, I started all over again.
After 8 years, had you forgotten how bad it could suck?
Well, I had to go back to work. I was forced to go back to work. And if I had to go back to work, I figured, well, let me do radio.
Do something
Yeah, I tried something else, and it didn't work out. So
that's right. You drove for Uber for a while.
Well, that I did in between. But I actually worked. I'm not even allowed to talk about it. But I worked for a company
That like measured, CIA stuff.
That measures stuff. And I'm not supposed to. I signed a non-disclosure agreement with them.
It's not some sort of geospatial thing.
No. But I hated it. But this guy, I mean, good Lord.
I was surprised that you, after one day, you did complain about it.
And I was surprised he came into the program director's studio while I was on the air and, oh, I don't know how you do it. I've been doing it for 40 years, you big puss.
He's just a boy.
Yeah, my Lord, yeah.
It's a different generation, I'm telling you this.
It's time to go to school, young man.
And
remember, he's a good boy.
I'm a good boy.
He's off on the wrong foot with me.
He's soft.
Come on, man.
He did the job, didn't he?
Right. What job? Oh, he got here and apparently he did a good job. Yes,
exhausted him, took the life out of him.
Yeah, look at him. I mean, he's worthless to you. He's spent. he ought to be sitting back, you know, lighting up a smoke.
We may need to get him an IV, get him through the show.
All right, well, let's whip him into shape. When are you guys leaving? Pretty soon. All right.
Yeah.
Beware, Junior.
Oh,
thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Because you can't. Remember, Gary? Shut up.
I'm just trying to make him proud.
That's too bad. Yeah, Mangus is going to have a boot camp for you over the summer. I was going to, you know, see if you wanted to, you know, go to the casino in the Bahamas with me. But you know what? Happen. You got to work.
Let's do the grab bag. Brought to you by the pewter mug. No,
you know what? Who knows if he can even go to the Bahamas?
But no. But putting Haney's thing on a bow before we do the grab bag, he and I know for me, and I told you this, I did mornings.
I was his age when I got here.
Yeah, it was, for like 14 years, I did mornings. Back before I came and started working
Before
with
we
him,
ever got here,
we
it
were
was.
Doing mornings.
It was. Just drudgery.
And I had to go from Orlando to the other coast, Space Coast. My alarm would go off at 2:30 in the morning.
See, what we do, I feel like it's...
And it went 14 years.
When both of us were at K-Rock, that's when all of a sudden it had meaning.
Yes.
It felt like we were accomplishing something. Prior to that, it was like thinking, I have made a serious vocational error.
It took pretty close to a decade.
I was ready to give up on radio altogether because I had enough of the craziness and the weird hours and all the freaks you deal with.
One day, take the advice of Gary from Hi-Fi Pest Control. Shut up.
And then, you know, it all changed when I came to Fort Myers and there was Stan's smiling face to welcome me.
Hi, everybody.
And I felt so welcome, you know, seeing my old friend Stan, who I hadn't seen in, 5 years?
90 to 93. 3 years.
Yeah. And then he was so kind, he invited me over to his home for his daughter's birthday party, where he hired a clown, and his daughter locked herself in her room and cried for several hours.
Yeah.
Then he got into a fight with his wife over how to cook a steak and argued about that he was going to put the swing set together and she wouldn't let him.
Yeah.
And then his wife and I hopped the fence and partied with the neighbors for a little bit.
Can we do the grab bag?
What?
Can we do the grab bag?
I was just reminiscing.
Yeah, you sure were.
And then I hopped back over the fence, and there was Stan glaring at, smiling and welcoming me. Hope you're having a good time, but party's over.
Yeah,
okay?
Party's over.
Out.
Go home.
You know what?
What?
There was a lot packed into that one day.
Your memory is
Or am I like an amalgamation of times that I was at your house?
Five or six times into one.
Okay. That's how I can remember it. I make it one day.
I remember every single one of them.
Do you remember the day where you invited me over to watch the football game and I was pulling up my socks and we won?
I do.
And it made you mad?
Yep.
You wanted the Dolphins to lose that day.
I did not want the Dolphins to lose. I didn't believe in your superstitions.
Do you now?
No.
But they won.
That time.
I guaranteed it.
Evidently, pulling the socks up like that put them on a damn 18-year skid.
Well.
If we don't get through with this, I'll play more of it in the next segment. Because there's some good stuff on here. This is true. Vegas needs people.
Everybody needs... Anybody that's relying on tourism... Didn't I see Senator McSally wanted to propose some sort of $4,000 credit if you went on a vacation in the United States?
Here's... And anybody that goes gambling knows this, that this ain't gonna do nothing. If Vegas needs you to come back, they'd like you to wear a mask. And some casinos...
But they got plexiglass. That fixes everything, doesn't it?
Some casinos in Las Vegas are offering you $20 in free play if you go in wearing a mask.
Oh, boy!
If anybody knows, $20 in free play...
I think that's good for one spin.
About 30 seconds. I guess they're also offering...
$20 in free play?
And some other things as well.
Come to Las Vegas and play, play, play. Some casinos are offering $20 game credit if you wear a mask. But there's more. Get $5 if you keep your hands off the cocktail waitress. $2 if you don't smoke your cigarettes through your mask. $1.50 if you don't fondle your chips. And $1 for not blowing on the dice. So get to Las Vegas for all the fun. And remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Except coronavirus. Acceptance of $20 play credit nullifies all legal claims.
This week, don't miss the Pablo Cruz tribute band in the Live
yes!
Lounge.
Let's go!
I got a clip that...
How can you play without blowing on the dice?
Can't do that.
That's like gambling law. You have to blow on the dice.
I'm willing to bet Cher wishes this would go away. And if Greg Allman was alive, he wishes it would go away.
Allman and Woman?
With the recent news that country asses Carly Pearce and Michael Ray are divorcing in just 142 days. And other celebrity divorces, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth. 239 days.
Boy, he dodged a bullet.
Renee Zellweger, 128 days. Kid Rock. Pamela Anderson, 122 days. Greg Allman and Cher were married for a total of 9 days. And before they were married, he was a guest on her TV variety show. You see, after the Sonny and Cher show ended when they divorced, Sonny went to ABC. Cher stayed at CBS to do Cher. And both shows didn't do very well. So they begged Sonny and Cher to just...
Even though divorced, they were divorced and at each other's throats.
Come back and do another season. Here from Cher, 1975, Cher introduces... her dear friend Greg Allman, and they sing a little bit.
My next guest is a very special member of the rock music scene. For the past 2 years, he was voted number one in the All-Star Rock and Jazz poll. You know, he's got enough gold records to open up a chain of banks. He's also the lead singer in the great Allman Brothers Band. He's a guitarist, a composer, and he's really terrific. He's also a very good friend of mine, Mr. Greg Allman.
Mess up your good She wishes that would go away. When we had Greg Allman on, he would talk about anything except that. He asked, let's move on from that. Oh, no problem, Greg. No problem.
Yeah, it's weird because they, you know, these celebrities, and I'm not picking on Greg in particular, but these celebrities become known for something, and then that becomes the one thing they won't talk about.
Right.
You know, like the problems I had with Frampton.
Yeah, but he got over that. He got over that. George Goober Lindsay.
Never got over it.
Never. Never got over it.
What we did. Our retaliation against George Goober Lindsay was epic.
Here was our problem. We'll play the rest of this when we come back. I got to get that off my chest.
What, Goober?
Yeah, I'll get that off. This was... This 28,
we took the life out of him.
Haney was actually producing our show then, as well as being on the show. It was Joe, me, and Haney. And Haney was producing.
Yeah, I was the one that got a superstar like George Goober Lindsay to appear on the show.
He had a book out. This has to be 1993.
Goober in a nutshell.
And we booked him to come on the show. You hear George Goober Lindsay, you think the Andy Griffith Show and Goober. And
that's why his book is called Goober, Life in a Nutshell.
And so we had his phone number, call him directly. We were doing mornings, Junior. In the morning, early in the morning.
Before the sun comes out.
Yep. And so Haney gets, I gotta say, let me say this, it's still one of the things that tickle me to this day. So we get Goober on, and keep in mind, the Beasleys, all the way up to George, love the Andy Griffith Show. The Beasleys that were in the building at the time, you're having Goober on, we're all gonna tune in and listen and... And we want to hear Goober on the show. So Haney gets Goober on. And Goober comes on with bland two-word answers.
Horrible attitude.
Horrible.
Did not want to be there.
And
but so he's promoting his book, which is money in his pocket, and he's still not cooperative
Tell
at all.
Tell us about the days on the Griffith Show. You and Andy, and of course you were Goober, and I prefer not talking about my Goober days. You know, there's a lot of other stuff I did.
I'm a Shakespearean actor.
I was on Broadway in Der Fledermaus, and we finally had him. We were like...
And that was finally when I think Joe said, nobody cares about that Goober.
Yeah, we care about Goober, the goofball from the Andy Griffith Show. He hung up. All bent out of shape mad.
That's Joe, when the magic of Haney comes yes. into play.
Joe says to him, get him back on. Tell him we're a different radio station. So we got him back on at least three times that day. And of course, instead of it's 96 K-Rock calling, yes, Mr. Lindsay, it's WRXK calling for an interview.
I just switch up the voice a little bit.
And then he would go and you know, give him that southern, yes, Mr. Lindsay. We're here from the big K. Oh, yes. And we would go, and every time he was on, Joe would just insult him. But we started, so tell us about Goober. I don't really want to talk. Well, your book's Goober in a nutshell.
And I don't know how it went for him with other radio stations. But by the time we'd done this about seven times, yes, Mr. Lindsay, we're calling from Big K Country. And he'd get on thinking it's a different radio station. And he'd start out again, and his attitude started out bad and just got worse and worse and worse.
And so we had his number. his home phone. So when news came over the wires that Helen Krupp passed away, or some other cast member of the Andy Griffith Show passed away.
We understand Floyd the Barber had a stroke, Gruber.
Well, that happened 30 years ago. He's dead. Months would go by, and if something was in the news about the Andy Griffith Show, we'd call Goober.
And the lesson there is, don't be a dick. You never know who you're being a dick to.
And he, every single time.
Yes, well, the book is called Goober in a Nutshell.
He was a dick.
He was not a nice man.
We're going to take a break.
And I don't feel bad about that at all.
Nope. We'll take a break. More of the grab bag, and we'll have the local beat when we come back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. It is a Wednesday afternoon. In about 30 minutes, we're going to get a random Stan and Haney listener to go head-to-head with Mark Haney in another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney? That's in about 30 minutes or so. We'll continue with the grab bag here in a second and also the local beat, but I've got something for you. On Monday, when we were playing the Wayback Machine, we found out that the Beach Boys had made it back to the charts with rock and roll music, and I told you, Brian Wilson was in very bad shape at the time, and he didn't perform on that song. And I told you, and you said you had never seen it, where Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi went to his house with camera in hand, dressed up as the surf police, to take him out of bed and make him go surfing. And it's a very famous story because his wife answers the door.
Totally missed that.
They go into his mansion, go up the stairs, go into his bedroom where he's in the bedroom on
they
the phone.
They let Belushi and Aykroyd as the surf police into this very ill man's home.
And they pulled him out of bed. He was in a bathrobe.
What, did they think they were going to cheer him up?
He was very depressed, Brian was at the time. And they took him down to
What was there? Did they know that?
They were filming a bit. And
did they not know about Brian Wilson?
They were the
What was their motivation?
The Beach Boys, in quotes, were trying to get Brian back involved because he had spent years in his bed. And they wanted to get him. He was now seeing a psychiatrist. They wanted him up and moving. And he really couldn't make a decision for himself.
All you got to do is listen to those effing tapes from when he was a kid with his father. And, you know,
there he is being dragged out of the house. But they got him. And the way the story goes, they actually, with the cameras, took him down to California Beach, gave him a surfboard, and he nearly drowned.
Forced surfing.
Yes, but.
By the surf police.
Yes. But this was the intro, and after that they were playing Surfing USA and just filming Brian nearly drowning. But this is how it started. Belushi and Aykroyd, with cameras rolling, dressed as the surf police, went to Brian's mansion. His wife answers the door. They go up the stairs, through the hall, into Brian's bedroom, and make him get out of bed.
Did the wife not think?
Oh, she was in on it, too. I mean, they all were in on it because they wanted to get Brian out of his depression. And he's got to start doing something. He's got to lose weight. He's got to start, and this is, here you go. This was very famous. I can't believe you didn't know this. Here's just.
Did it ever air anywhere?
Yeah.
Where did it air?
I think it was a little a documentary, but the piece of it aired on Saturday Night Live.
I don't have any memory of
there
that.
There you go.
Yes, can I help you?
Is there a Brian Wilson here?
Yeah, he's upstairs in his room. Why?
We got a citation for him, ma'am. Excuse me.
We'll find him. Thank you.
Certainly is nice up here in Bel Air.
Mm-hmm.
A lot cooler up here than it is downtown. Are you Brian Wilson?
Yes, I am.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wilson. We're from the Highway Patrol, Surf Squad.
Hello.
Brian, we have a citation here for you, sir, under Section 936A of the California Catch-a-Wave Statute. Brian, you're in violation of paragraph 12. Failing to surf, neglecting to use a state beach for surfing purposes, and otherwise avoiding surfboards, surfing, and surf.
Surfing? I don't want to go surfing. Now, look, you guys, I'm not going. You get your hair wet, you get sand in your shoes. Okay, I'm not going.
Come on, Brian. Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with us. Come on.
Go. Let's go. All right. Okay, let's go. Let's go surfing. Come on.
And then they take him to the beach, where he nearly drowns.
In his bathrobe.
Yes. It's on YouTube, if you want to show him a clip of it.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen it, but...
I can't believe you've never seen that before. What, Junior?
I just shared it on our Facebook.
Oh, great.
Okay, but he can't see it.
You want me to pull it up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm-mm. I can't wait. Those 2 weeks of Sergeant Mangus, that is going to be just phenomenal. You're showing us all kinds of pictures.
Didn't we just spend about 45 seconds talking about how nice it would be to be able to see it?
Yes.
And he responded, I put it on Facebook.
More
and
pictures.
And then had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall to go, oh, do you want me to play it?
Okay, there they go. They're going up to get him.
Can I have a full screen on that, please, with no ads? There we go. A lot cooler here in Bel Air.
Are you Brian Wilson?
And, of course...
Yes, I am.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wilson. We're from the Highway Patrol, Surf Squad.
Hello.
Brian, we have a citation here for you, sir, under Section 936A of the California Catch-a-Wave Statute. Brian, you're in violation of paragraph 12. Failing to surf, neglecting to use a state beach for surfing purposes, and otherwise avoiding surfboards, surfing, and surf.
Surfing? I don't want to go surfing. Now, look, you guys, I'm not going. You get your hair wet, you get sand in your shoes. Okay, I'm not going.
Come on, Brian.
I'm with
Let's
Brian.
Let's go surfing yeah. now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with us.
Let's go. Let's go. All right. Okay, let's go. Let's go surfing. Come on.
It's a nice poster, Betty.
Yeah. See, and then they're taking him to the beach.
Something about Belushi and Aykroyd in a cop car.
I can't believe you've never seen this.
No. Oh, this is awesome. This is great.
It wasn't for him.
That's why it's great.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Wilson, here's your wave. So, but I haven't waxed my board yet. Should have thought of that sooner. Let's go.
Oh, they are. They're drowning him.
Yes. It was bad.
He's got the board backwards.
Yeah. He's barely able to look at him. Okay. Okay. I can't believe you never saw that.
How did I miss it?
I don't know. Let's do the local beat because that's what we have time for. And this is a really.
You know what? That is wonderful. While I'm surprised that I missed it, I'm so glad to see that now, because it's new to me.
Yep. Yeah, for you it's new.
That was a great performance by all of them.
Yes. This is... Headline, this happened, I'm going to tell you, Bell Tower, Dave and Buster's. Headline.
Well, isn't that a fun place?
Supposed to be.
Where you can forget all your worries?
Supposed to be. headline. Man, this is from the, I believe, NBC2. Headline. Man pulls gun on dad inside Fort Myers Dave and Buster's.
Oh, come on.
Dateline Fort Myers. A man was accused of pulling a gun on a dad and threatening to shoot him.
That's not what guns are for.
Inside the Dave and Buster's at the Bell Tower Shops on Monday evening. The incident began when Ethan Thomas, age 18, and his friends allegedly bumped into the dad's young daughter. She fell to the ground as a result. The girl's dad confronted Thomas at the restaurant's bar. He told deputies that's when Thomas brandished the loaded gun from his bag and made the threat.
Ugh.
Thomas fled the Dave and Buster's on foot. Where did he go? Right down to the TGI Fridays at the Bell Tower. A witness who was having dinner at TGI Fridays saw Thomas stash his bag containing a gun and marijuana into the bushes. This witness asked to remain anonymous, fearing retaliation from Thomas. Quote, I saw him stick his hand inside another bush, and that kind of got me thinking, that's weird. A couple of seconds later, police showed up, and at that point, we knew something had gone down. Police pulled out the gun. That's when we, restaurant goers, witnesses, were shocked. The Lee County Sheriff's Office said Thomas cooperated with the investigation. He told them he had purchased the gun a week before from someone. Thomas was arrested and taken to the Lee County Jail for aggravated assault with a weapon, carrying a concealed unlicensed firearm, marijuana possession, and destroying of evidence. Dave and Buster's corporate offices declined to comment on the incident, citing the active investigation.
Well, are you reading that right? Because I think it should read, Dave and Buster's corporate said they were unable to comment and that you would need to contact Dave and Buster's corporate for a statement. Is that right?
No. They did release a statement. Dave and Buster's said this. We are fully cooperating with local authorities as they investigate and respond to the incident that occurred at our Dave and Buster's Fort Myers location yesterday evening. Our number one priority is to ensure the safety and well-being of our guests and team members.
I think their number one priority should be fun competitive games.
Yes! And there he is.
18?
18.
Whoa, what's going on?
I don't know. 18.
That's in
fun time place Dave and Buster's.
In what world?
At the Bell Tower.
In what world does that make sense?
I don't know. It makes no sense.
It's really getting to the point. Where everybody is going to have a peacemaker on their hip.
Unbelievable.
In full visibility.
We're going to take a break.
And this started because he knocked over a girl.
Yes, the father's daughter, to the ground.
And daddy didn't appreciate it.
Correct.
Now, maybe this is extreme right-wing hate speech, Stan. I'm just warning you. But wouldn't you expect that maybe the young man would apologize? Now, I understand that's controversial talk.
You would think. That coming to us from NBC2.
That makes me ill.
Yep, makes me ill, too. Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Who are you on the phone with?
Someone who works at TGI Fridays.
And did they see something? If they saw something, I want to talk to them. If they didn't, Did they see something?
Is their is their name Baba Booey?
No.
Did you get a name?
No.
Male or female?
Male.
And he's and whoever
sure his
is,
name isn't Baba Booey.
He said he was there.
He's gone.
Oh, I guess he didn't want to talk.
Ah.
Then what
but
did
he wanted
want?
To talk to me about it.
Yeah.
What was he telling
he
you?
He told me that that happens all the time there, apparently.
Well, there's been people shot in that parking
there
lot.
There sure have been.
They don't, you know, they don't like us saying that, but that's the truth.
Yeah. When we come back, are you smarter than Haney? The lovely Carly will join us as your
like
lifeline.
I don't like that 18-year-old's chances in life.
No, I don't like any of it.
If that's, as we like to say during the news, if he thinks that was a good idea, I don't know where his judgment will take him in life.
This person has already made several bad judgments. Bad judgment that night, threatening a father with a gun. Second bad judgment that night, keeping the gun in his backpack while in a public place. Third bad judgment that I can think of right off the top of my head, days earlier, purchasing a firearm as an 18-year-old kid and carrying it around in his duffel bag.
Loaded.
Loaded. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Do you think anyone is crest stripping their b-holes for the bleaching?
Let's look that up. Crest strips on the b-holes.
Let's see what Google has to say about this.
Strips on...
I don't know if it would activate, but...
You'd probably just buy some anal bleaching cream or something.
That's what I would probably
do. There it is. Crest strip on butthole. Asking for a friend. Has anyone tried this? Does it work?
Ask Gay Bros.
Ask Gay Bros.
Use Crest whitening strips to bleach your butthole.
Huh. It's wow. been asked.
It's been asked.
I saved a bunch of money on bleaching my butthole with Crest White Strip.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here Wednesday afternoon. And usually at Wednesday afternoon, right around this time, we'll do it today. We'll welcome the lovely Carly into the studio.
Got the most beautiful hair.
It's luxurious. She uses Prel. What brand shampoo do you use?
I just bought a new one.
Pantene?
No, it's not Pantene. I use a lot of purple shampoo to keep it nice and blonde, though.
Purple shampoo?
Purple shampoo.
Keeps your hair blonde?
It does.
Versus what?
Regular shampoo. It counteracts the brassiness, so it keeps it more blonde.
Oh. Did you, Junior, did you know that?
No, I need to start trying that, though.
Yeah, he doesn't know. You know, you look at them side by side. Yep. Who's the hair expert? You enjoyed that way too much.
Time to play.
Junior's been a little sensitive about his hair lately.
Yeah. Do you see how he's got it like a dock?
Don't even start. Picture, don't even start.
Like boats and come up there and
boat slips.
I hate you guys.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. And remember, we do it out of love. Time to
you
play.
You know what? You better be careful, Stan.
Is his picture still in here? I can show Carly.
Oh, I wish it was. I didn't do anything with it.
That's what my hair used to look like.
Let me see if I can find
But you got to remember, Stan, it's very hard for him to take that kind of criticism because nobody talked to him that way at the shoe store because he was a manager.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
I was top brass.
Yeah, you were. Got a lot of shoes. You own a lot of shoes.
A lot of shoes.
And, yeah, those numbers were really good for him because he did nothing but buy shoes while he was there.
Shoes.
I didn't use up the discount line, so I had it.
Carly, you don't work in a shoe store, but you're a woman. How many pairs of shoes do you own?
Probably about 20.
See?
Junior?
She beat me by about like 3.
Man doesn't need that many shoes.
6 categories. Your job is to get all 6 before Mark Haney does. Carly's here as your lifeline. If there's a category you don't want to answer or you would like her to answer it for you, she will. If you defeat Mark Haney, you'll have your choice of what's available on our prize list. We've got Touch of Class Pet Grooming. We've got Telescoping Back Scratchers. We've got Redneck Mud Park Passes. Mel's Diner. Stan and Haney signed T-shirts. One of those prizes can be yours if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it. Stan's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick questions, what a f***ing jerk. All those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius,
you're a slob.
I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600. Carly will release the phones here in just a second. I just want to familiarize you with the sounds. If you answer correctly, you will hear this. Incorrectly, taking too long, and you lose. All right. 277-9600. Random Stan and Haney listener. That does not necessarily mean the first person that I talk to, because you might have a bad phone connection or you can't play for some reason, like, I don't know, attitude. Carly?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. 277-9600. See who we have. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brad.
Nope. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, hang on, Sam. I got a fart. Hold on.
Nope. 277-9600. Again, attitude or ability to play. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Fred.
Who?
That's Freddy.
Freddy.
Yeah, Freddy. Man, how you doing?
Uncle Freddy.
Uncle Freddy.
How you doing, Mark?
Hello, Freddy.
Fred, do you want to play, Fred?
Yes, I do.
All right. You know how the game's played, right, Fred?
I've never played it before, and I've never won before, so let's go for it.
But you know how to play, right?
I think so.
All right.
I got a lifeline somewhere in there?
Yeah, with Carly. Say hi to Carly. She's your lifeline.
Hi, Carly. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I just want to know where to get that purple shampoo for my girlfriend.
You can get it anywhere. Or Sally's Beauty Salon also has it.
And it's called purple shampoo?
Right,
no,
cool.
it's called Shimmer Lights.
Shimmer Lights.
Okay.
Yeah, write that
is
one.
Is it in a purple bottle?
It is. And it looks like purple paint when you pour it out.
Shimmer Lights.
So Mark, this is your old buddy from... The Skunk Festival.
All right.
Oh, hot dog cart?
Yes, sir.
All right, Fred.
Boy, that's a couple of lifetimes ago, isn't it, Fred?
You're not kidding, man. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm doing the same, really. I don't know if that's well, but it's
good
the
enough.
Same.
Fred.
I'm ready to play the game. Go ahead.
The categories are people and places, entertainment, history, science and nature... Sports and
people and places.
And wild card. Now, hold on, Fred. Haney will go first. He will answer. If he cannot, if he answers incorrectly, you can steal, okay?
No, I got it.
All right. You want people and places, Haney?
Yes, please.
Haney, what type of mishap is the leading cause of accidental death in the United States? Fred, don't answer it. Haney needs to answer. If he can't, you will.
Okay.
Accidental death in the United States.
Vehicle accidents?
You are absolutely correct. It his car accidents. All right, Fred, it's your turn.
You know, there's one thing I'm wondering about that purple shampoo. The very first time that you used it, you squeeze it out in your hand and you said it looks like purple paint.
It does.
Did you hesitate?
Okay. No, I didn't. Because I used it at the salon, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Only
I would just think that the first time that you pour that out and it looks like purple paint,
does.
And you're about to put that in your beautiful blonde hair, it would be a little scary.
Mm-hmm. I let it sit. Marinate. Yep. Absorb it all.
Fred,
it sounds like goofy grape to me. I don't know.
Fred, pay attention.
He has it pulled up on the screen. I'm dying.
What category would you like, Fred?
Science
and nature.
Yeah.
For free. Fred, did American adults outnumber kids in riding bicycles in 1990? In 1990, did adults outnumber kids riding bicycles? Yes or no?
No.
That is incorrect. More adults are riding bikes.
Yeah, that's when the mountain bikes and all that stuff. And
oh, yeah, right.
Haney,
all right.
You can steal. I will give you your own science and nature question.
The Lance Armstrongs of the world.
Oh, yeah, right.
Haney, a chance to steal in science and nature. What is the dance, Haney, where you bend backwards to pass under a pole?
The limbo.
You are correct. Haney steals in science
How
and nature.
How low can you go?
And that's right.
Haney, you have control of the board. Entertainment, history, sports and leisure, wild card.
You know what? While we have multiple...
Wild card.
I thought the hand-holding was over.
I thought so, too.
While we have multiple categories open, I'd like to let Carly have her pick.
All right, Carly, for Haney, entertainment, history, sports and leisure, wild card.
Wild card.
Wild card.
Look out.
Oh, I don't know if you will. I think you should know this. I mean, we sang it in school and stuff. Well, I'll give you a try.
Well, I know it.
If she misses it, you can steal. You won't know it until you hear the question asked.
Correct.
For in wild card, Carly. What does the song promise Mama will buy you if that mockingbird don't sing?
A diamond ring?
Yes! Yes! Nice.
I knew that one.
Okay, but it wasn't your question.
I know.
But Carly got Haney wild card.
Alrighty.
All right, you're in a hole, Fred. Haney's up 3-1. You're wider than every category. People and places, entertainment, history, science and nature.
Entertainment
for Fred. Another category that Haney has open. So, Fred, if you miss it, Haney can steal and gain control.
Okay.
Again.
A brilliant game player. All right, Fred, here you go. In entertainment, what movie sees Tom Hanks as a 13-year-old in a man's body? You want to hear it again?
That was called... No, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Big?
Yes, and it was Big. You are on the board, Fred.
Yes, sir. Southwest Florida's favorite anchorman. Martini.
Have you been drinking, Fred?
No. No, I'm actually driving.
All right.
Oh, geez.
Be careful, Fred.
I will.
Haney.
I'm actually heading to your place. No, I'm only kidding.
I hope so.
No.
Haney, entertainment?
Let's just say entertainment,
okay, let's
Stan.
Let's just go entertainment.
And let me just say... You guys are unbelievable over the years, and I've been listening to you for a long time.
God bless you.
You guys keep up the great work, all right?
Thank you.
I'm getting old, but you are too.
Can I pose a question?
Yes, yes, yes. Go ahead.
Entertainment, Fred. Thank you.
All right.
Haney. I knew I should have just moved. Haney, what cartoon town is served by... Pterodactyl Airlines.
What? That would
the
be
Cartoon Town.
The city of Bedrock.
You are absolutely correct. The city of Bedrock. Wow. Carly, you knew that too.
I actually did know that.
You didn't?
No, I did know that. The Flintstones.
Wow. Fred?
I had to think about that one.
Yeah,
for a minute.
I'm sure you did. Fred.
Yes.
You're up to bat now.
All right, cool.
People and places, history, science and nature, science. Sports and leisure, wild card.
People and places.
People and places. Hey, Fred, you picked one that Annie already has, everybody, because he can't steal from you. Good job. let's see. Fred.
Yeah.
How often does New Zealand law require you to walk your dog in a 24-hour period? According to New Zealand law, you're required to walk your dog how many times in a 24-hour period?
Wow.
Gotta get that three? Dog out for a walk. You said three?
Yep.
That is incorrect. Carly, Haney, any guess? How many times, according to New Zealand law?
I don't get any benefit from this,
no,
so I'm not
don't.
Interested.
Carly, what do you think?
Like six?
Once. Huh. Haney?
Speaking of New Zealand, did you see that they have now mapped the ancient continent of Old Zealandia?
Really?
And they've done all of these detailed scans where it takes you below the seabed and shows you the continent that New Zealand is still a part of.
That is, Junior, when we talk about stuff like this, a picture of what that must look like would be amazing.
And it's all, they've been working on this project for years, and it's all incredibly detailed. Fascinating stuff.
History. Sports and leisure. History for Haney. Haney, who do stories say saved Captain John Smith from being beheaded by Chief Powhatan? Powhatan.
That's exactly how you pronounce it.
No, it's not. Powhatan. Powhatan. The Indian chief. Who saved him from being beheaded?
Pocahontas.
Yes, sir. Pocahontas. Did you know that one?
I did.
Haney is at match point. However, Fred, you have control. My advice to you is don't pick sports and
Are
leisure.
You an advocate now?
No, I'm just trying to help him along.
I thought you were the host.
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much.
Don't pick the sports and leisure, or he will defeat you faster than...
I'm sure he will.
...than the inevitable. Fred... People and places, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, or wild card?
Now,
does he still have you as
he does.
You know what? Carly's right here. You can have her answer a question. It's not like you're batting 1,000 here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Carly, I'll trust you on this
it's
one.
It's pretty much wide open other than entertainment.
Pretty much.
I'm going to do wild card again.
Wild card!
I was almost going to say that, too.
I do it just for the sound effect.
thank you.
Now, think about
thank
this.
You very much.
See, I knew that was a winner.
Yeah. Think about this, Carly. Think about this. Think of, the barbershop quartet. Think about what is the lowest male singing voice. What is the... You got all the different singers, and then you got the lowest one, and that is known as the... What is the lowest,
come on, baby.
Lowest male singing voice?
Like, what is it called?
What's it called? I'm going to give you a little... Like a high voice person would be a tenor.
I know what it is.
A soprano.
Alto.
Alto. The lowest one would be a...
I have no idea.
Say something. The lowest...
I'm...
I don't know. I don't even know what they're all called.
Junior did buzz you. You can't get the point on this, Fred, but do you know what it is?
I do.
What is it?
Bass.
Bass.
Daddy sang bass. Mama sang tenor.
Haney's...
Me and little brother joined all in.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Fred. You've got a natural singing voice. Thank you, buddy.
I definitely do. Haney told me that before.
Yep. Beautiful voice. Voice like a warlock.
Yeah, what did you sing, Fred? What was that song
What's that?
What song did you do? I don't remember.
We did the Creedence Clearwater Revival song.
Green River. Oh, that's a great tune.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we were out in the Everglades jamming.
Yep, with all the damn mosquitoes in the world.
Oh, yeah.
That was a nasty day, man. God.
I had fun.
I did, too. Even though I didn't make any money.
All right, Fred, this is so Haney can win.
Okay. Why? He wants me to win, doesn't he?
He's at match. How can you win when you can only get one and you pick categories that are wide open for him so that he can steal?
Okay, well, I should have got that one because...
Fred?
Yes.
You know what? Let's just declare Fred the winner. It's clear. There's no point in continuing.
That you're just Fred?
No, it's
now,
fine,
if Haney misses, which I highly doubt, the game will go on and you'll have another chance. What do you think, Carly? Fred sounds like a friendly person, doesn't he?
I know. I like Fred.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You know it's 100 degrees in my car right now?
I don't care.
Well, have you? Your air conditioning broke?
Yeah, I do, but outside is 100. Can you believe it? I'm listening.
Did you hear about General Flynn?
No, I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah.
The appeals court told that crazy judge to shut his mouth. It's over.
Not really.
No kidding.
Judge
wow.
can appeal it and go to the full court. And
oh, for crying out. So I thought over. It was the end.
No. Haney.
I thought it was.
For the game. All right, go ahead. For the game. Haney, what pro sport would most likely utilize an audible play on the field?
Most likely
use an audible play.
I
want to
be very careful here and say American football.
You are absolutely correct. Football. American football. 6-1, Haney defeated Fred. Fred, you're a good sport though, and you know how smart Haney is.
Oh yeah, I mean.
So if you say that Haney is smarter than you, I'll give you a prize.
Haney, you are smarter than me.
I don't know about that, Fred.
Oh,
you keep up the good work.
I know.
Thanks.
Fred, hold on. Hold on, Fred. I'm sending you over
good
to...
Good man, Fred.
Sending you over to Junior.
Thank you.
He's a millennial, and he will let you pick a prize. Okay, buddy?
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right,
great
Fred,
talking with you guys.
Hold on. There you go. There he goes. Carly, thank you for participating.
Of course.
And going through this ordeal. Haney, can we...
And I'm perfectly happy you got mine right.
Yeah.
I did know that one.
Let's close the books on this.
You are stupid. I am smart.
Fred.
Know your role and simply play your part. I'm as shrewd can be. No one f***s with Mark Haney.
It's 100 degrees in his car.
Hat in hand.
What? Air conditioning broke off. Talking about outside.
To understand nothing personal, that's just me. You've been schooled by Mark Haney.
As for Mom, she'll be thrilled with the radio that never forgets. Besides turning on appliances automatically, it can be set to remind Mom when her favorite program is on the air. And now... another chapter in the lives of
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Wednesday edition. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. Maybe our friend Meg has an
How
email.
How is she?
Well, she might have some breaking news. Unexpected. I will read her email.
Unexpected breaking Meg news?
Yes, not of her personally. She might be making news.
Will that be part of our newsmaker segment?
Yeah, I would, if followed through on.
Do we have enough time between that and our segment designed to frighten parents of small children?
Probably not.
Could your child be at risk? You'll have to tune in to find out.
Speaking of tuning in, if you saw the news press article, which we have on our Facebook page, great article on Brian Howe and the making of his final songs before he passed away. And his people are releasing the first of what I've been told are like 15 songs that he was working on.
Well, he was always working.
They're releasing one of them, and we'll debut it on Friday show in the 3 o'clock hour. I've heard it. It's an awesome song and so touching, and one of those things where it almost gives you a little bit of peace with Brian, because Brian in this song is talking of death. And the name of the song is Going Home. And you can read all about it in the news press right on the Stan and Hannity Facebook page. It's
odd to think that he's gone.
I know it. So we'll have that for you on Friday show. That's when the official release of the song will be. A beautiful song. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Our first look. One thing on the board to talk about, and it's in Bonita Springs. Got a crash, Bonita Beach Road Southwest and Windsor Road. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Here's Haney right now with today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
We love our studies, don't we?
You got another one?
Yes, they've looked into how the quarantine affected booty calls.
Junior, you got banned from Tinder, didn't you?
Yeah, that doesn't mean I didn't get some booty calls, though.
All right, what other apps do you use for that?
I didn't use an app.
You were out going around when you should have been in quarantine?
I used my quick wits.
What, to make a woman magically appear?
Yeah.
Genie?
Yeah, if only.
The 4th of July is still more than a week away.
Oh, yeah.
But you'd never know it, given the volume of fireworks around the country.
Yeah, and I'm talking about big fireworks.
Commercial fireworks, yeah. Like they'd shoot off a bridge.
Yep. Kind of like to deaden the surrounding population. That must be fireworks. Oh, no? Is it gunshots?
No, we, NYPD will not accept calls regarding fireworks.
Mm-hmm. You know they went to Gracie Mansion, don't you?
Did they?
Fire department, all of them, and started running their sirens and blowing their horns that if the city can't sleep, well, then the mayor can't sleep. Or Gracie, that's the governor.
No, that's New York. That's the mayor. City,
mayor. Gracie Mansion. Yeah, it was de Blasio.
Well, you know, Cuomo, he's going to have to find a new place to live. because he's living in a house that was lived in by Teddy Roosevelt. It must come down.
It must come down.
This is interesting. We've been around for so long. We've seen and heard so many things. Segway. Do you remember the hype where the inventor said, this is going to change everything forever, and he wouldn't even say what it was?
You were doing your news, and each week doing your news, you'd have a teaser about the big thing coming out that was going to change the way we live.
All he would say is that it's a huge invention, and all he would refer to it as is it. It is coming.
Well, tell them what they're doing with it.
Segway scooters are going bye-bye.
Yep, they're not being made anymore.
And finally, a carjacker in New Jersey steals a woman's car by sitting in her lap and driving off. Good job, little fella. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you, laughter.
Oh. No, I'm not.
Oh, we can use laughter. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing.
I mean, he's rank at the gate.
Yep.
Sorry. Yep.
4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Like to see a little of that energy around the home stretch.
Yep.
You don't burn it out in the gate. And here comes Junior, of course. He is riderless.
Through the jockey.
Some senators want the government's UFO reports made public. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you didn't know about UFOs.
Top things you didn't know about UFOs.
The first UFO sighting occurred in Washington State because everyone in Washington State is really stoned. Those probes aren't really necessary. They just do it for kicks. The most compelling evidence that UFOs exist can be found on your uncle's Facebook page. The United States government reportedly had a UFO at Area 51. You don't want to know what they keep in Area 69.
Oh, my God! Oh!
Several flying saucers spotted this year over Hollywood had Feel the Burn bumper stickers. You horrible woman. Scientists have a developing theory as to why they're more commonly spotted in rural areas. Methamphetamines.
Bunch of bitches.
They tend to be more attracted to vehicles with truck nuts.
Hold my beer.
UFOs are often spotted in barren, empty areas, like Junior's forehead.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a bit much.
Yeah, that was heavy-handed. I liked it, but it was heavy-handed.
Why is it we've had two producers within the past month?
Yeah.
Neither one of them could find things that the others use on a regular basis, except for Dick.
Yeah.
They both know exactly where that button
is.
They
sure do. And the thing is, they have a computer over there, and it's all on there. All of our favorites.
And finally, the very top thing you didn't know about UFOs.
Yes.
They continue to be a hot topic of conversation among lifelong versions with telescopes.
Hey! Now he found one. He found one. There you go.
You hit my mama! You hit my mama! I'm going to jail tonight!
That was one of my favorite videos of all time. Because he was slugging his sister, bystanders, it didn't matter.
Nope.
And that, my friend, is the fourth.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
And email. I am flattered that Rob thought that my depiction of the event was better than the actual event.
But it was.
I don't see that, but...
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
I can't believe the Flynn thing isn't over.
No.
It's really not.
No.
Because I read that there was a 3-judge panel and they ruled in his favor and that was the end of it.
Could go all the way to the Supreme Court.
Oh, my God. They really want to screw him.
Yeah. Here's the breaking news from Meg.
Oh, yeah, Meg, breaking news.
I read her emails before we go on the air and... You know, I'll edit. And
I always ask, how is she?
This, I think she's got something to be said here. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. She talks about the TLC first. She says, I remember TLC. I remember actually learning something. Now, since they have a waterfall of character flaws, I call TLC the learning circus. Speaking of circuses, here comes.
Breaking news.
Joe Biden cannot be president. He barely can recognize an empty sock drawer. Here comes. A dear friend of mine told me when I was making campaign calls, she told me Biden has hit on her on more than a few occasions, telling her she looks like his wife.
His live wife or his dead wife?
I don't know. My friend's sister was running for a political position in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and he would come to all of these picnics we were having over there. By the way, I think men posing with my Hemingway cats are adorable. Signed, Meg. Let's see. Our super fan, Carlos. Ahoy, I hope you guys are doing good. I heard you yesterday saying you haven't heard from me lately. I have emailed several times. They never made it on the air. Carlos, your emails always make it on the air. We may not have time that particular day. We read yours yesterday. That's cool. I know you guys have many fans. I have, I heard Haney say it was because I was happy with the bobbleheads, which is true. I haven't stopped listening or writing frequently. I love the show, and I cannot wait until 2 p.m. every day. You know I am also a super fan, and I really appreciate you guys. God bless you. God bless America and Junior, too. Your pal, Carlos in Miami. Rock and roll. P.S. I loved watching online Stan trying to catch the snake in the office and Haney smoking a cigarette ranting in his car.
What?
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff out there.
I don't think I've seen that. Who took that? Was I aware?
Oh, yeah, you were aware. Remember when Zito used to have to post stuff?
Oh, God, that garbage is still up there?
Forever. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Yesterday you mentioned people picking up furniture from trash. Well, back when I managed a bedding warehouse...
You know what? The Guardian will always one-up you.
Yeah. Part of the sale was we would pick up your old beds. Let me tell you, we picked up some of the nastiest beds I had ever seen. Beds that had been through fires, peed on, certain tracks.
Jesus.
Is he talking about snail tracks?
Pee tracks. Woody tracks. Just all nasty. But the worst one was one that... Oh, God. Guardian, the worst one was one that an elderly man died on. When I walked into that bedroom, the smell was awful. But when I saw the bed, I about vomited. That poor guy, when he died, I swear, every bodily fluid must have left him.
Well, that's what happens.
Yep.
It all is released.
There was blood and God knows what else.
Well, that's the truth.
Yeah, that's what happens.
When
you die, you leave a load.
You don't think about it.
You wouldn't care.
But your body does it automatically while you are alive. And, you know, there are muscles in place to keep you from, you know, messing yourself wetting yourself.
Yeah.
And when the body dies, all of that relaxes and everything comes out.
Everything. I called my boss and I told him I didn't want to touch it. But he said we had to. So we doubled.
Come on. You're the manager of the bedding warehouse.
Yeah. So we double wrapped it in plastic bags and took it right to the dump. Even with it bagged.
That should be hazard pay, man.
I didn't want to touch it.
Did somebody really do that? Where they go, yeah, I'm going to buy a cheap mattress, but you're going to have to take out the mattress that Grandpa died on.
I wouldn't think, you would think in a situation like that, one of those death cleanup crews
would be required.
Not somebody at the mattress warehouse where we will remove all bedding to bring in ours.
Yeah. That's at the very least unethical.
The laws were different in the 40s. We will take a break.
Yeah, you know, we didn't have interstate highways then.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Stan and Haney. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. And then I'm going to tell you... I might be a little early for this, but I'm excited because K-Rock is going to be out and about again. It's finally, we've come to the time in this year, this horrible year, 2020, and now we can finally start showing ourselves around town. I'm going to tell you where Matt Mangus is going to be a week from tomorrow, and we're back out. We're back out, and you can pick up stuff and all that. I'll tell you in a second. All right, we got one thing on the board, and it is a crash. The 26,000 block of South Tamiami Trail right by the Publix supermarket. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. We finally are going to be out. K-Rock live broadcast on Thursday, July 2nd at 3 to 5 p.m. You can join Matt Mangus at Galaxy Fireworks. 12,000 block of Palm Beach Boulevard in Fort Myers. Select your 4th of July fireworks. Yes, social distancing will be practiced, but it's just good that Matt's back out there. He'll have Free, K-Rock, Stan and Haney, and Dave and Chuck the Freak t-shirts. Mark it down, Thursday, July 2nd, 3 to 5 p.m., Galaxy Fireworks, Palm Beach Boulevard in Fort Myers, broadcasting live. That is a good, good feeling. Ahoy!
Hi, honey, how's my little cactus Daniel?
Oh, everybody, hey, everybody, it's my best friend, the woman who's helped me lose weight over, it's Fat Pat, everybody. Hey, Fat Pat!
Oh, honey, it's so good to hear your voice. How you been hanging in there?
Oh, I've been doing, putting on the pounds, Fat Pat, I keep saying, fat, get off me, but it doesn't work.
Oh, don't you dare say it doesn't work. It only works if you work it. Remember that, honey?
I know, sweetheart. And how have you been?
Oh, I'm still fighting the battle of the bulge myself.
It's tough. It's tough.
I am going to go on nothing but a full-on acid vinegar diet. Wow. So I can fit into my bathing suit for 4th July.
Oh, for 4th July, huh? You're going to get there? Are you going to go down to the beach?
I want to, honey. I want to do the beach. I want to do the pool. I want to do the whole deal. But right now, it's just baby steps. And tomorrow, I'm going on my full acid vinegar diet.
Now, what does that consist of? I'm familiar about vinegar, and it's acidic. So you're going on an acid vinegar diet.
It's a fat burner. Uh-huh. And if you forego all foods and liquids and drink nothing but vinegar, it'll just melt the pounds right off you.
Oh, it will also hurt your stomach, Fat Pat.
Well, I got to be worried. You know, this old gal's got to be working on that beach body, and yeah. I'm taking baby steps. I can fit the top on of the suit, but the bottom's a different story.
4th of July is just around the corner. Are you going to be able to do it?
Oh, honey, if it weren't for the acid vinegar diet, no. But yeah. With the acid vinegar diet, as soon as I get off the diet, I'm going to eat like a horse.
Ah, there you go, sweetie.
Well, and then I'm going to take a laxative, and then I'm going to go to the beach.
Okay, good girl. Good girl. You're sticking to that strict diet. What brings the pleasure of you calling the show today? Because it is a pleasure always to talk to you, Fat Pat.
Well, little birdie told me something that got this old gal pretty excited.
What's that?
Did I hear that Junior is back?
He is back. This is his third week back on the show. He's back, Fat Pat.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't mind Rob, but he was a little pipsqueak. I like to have a big hunk of man back there producing the show.
Yeah, Junior's like a 6'6".
I'm a whole lot of man.
I'll just listen to that beautiful voice.
Yeah, you hear him?
You know what? Yeah, honey, I bet you could sing as good as Johnny Cash.
I sing better.
What, are you favorites with a tune, honey?
Maybe later, just for you.
Oh, he's taking a liking to you too, Fat Pat.
Well, we just might have to invite you after I take that laxative to the beach with us. Honey?
Yes?
Now, did I hear that Junior is a cat lady himself?
He is, and if memory serves me right, Fat Pat, you're a kind of a cat lady too.
I love my kitties, and I think anybody that picks on a big hunk of man like that can love a little kitty cat, they're wrong. I think that's so attractive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's what I've been saying.
We did the story earlier in the week, Fat Pat, that they asked women, what do they think of men, one, not holding a cat, and the same, what, holding a cat. And most women, with the exception of cat ladies, had disgusting replies. They think a man holding a cat is just horrible.
Well, they better not say that in front of Fat Pat's cat lady.
Fat Pat, what are you? How many kitties do you have?
Oh, right now I've got four beautiful little kitty cats, but I've owned so many over the years; they've all touched my heart.
Uh-huh. You have four of them right now?
I remember when I was a young girl, you know, back in my 30s, and we had a little kitty cat. And I call them my little muffin.
Your little muffin. Your little kitty muffin.
And I love that little kitty muffin. Uh-huh. Oh, I just loved it to death. Just love that little kitty cat. It was just the sweetest little kitty. And Muffin was a cuddler.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And I think Junior's cat's that way, too. You know what his cat's name is, don't you?
What is Junior's kitty's name?
My kitty's name is Peanut.
Penis?
Peanut.
Yeah, so I hear the same thing, a penis.
Honey, why would you name your little kitty cat Penis?
I didn't name my cat Penis.
Don't get me wrong, it's a cute name, but where'd you get the inspiration for that?
I named my cat Peanut.
Penis.
No.
I got it, honey. I got it. Even a man like Junior, who's comfortable enough in his masculinity to have a little kitty cat.
Yeah, he loves that kitty cat Penis.
He doesn't want people knowing he named it Penis, Stan.
I don't know why. I mean, you have four cats, Fat Pat. You can tell me the names of your four cats. What are they?
Well, I can, but honey, I was trying to tell you about Muffin.
Oh, Muffin, and then and Puss in Boots and Whiskers.
Yeah, and Muffin. You know what he? You know what he loved to do?
What?
Or maybe it was a she. I don't know. But Muffin.
Yeah, Junior doesn't know about Penis either. He doesn't know if it's a boy cat or a girl cat.
Well, these days you're not allowed to ask him, honey.
But I found
Muffin,
that out.
Muffin would jump up on my big fat tummy, and I always called it, look, Muffin's making biscuits. Muffin's making biscuits.
Yeah, when they're kneading at it, they're getting all...
Yeah.
I think that's some kind of instinct with cats when they were nursing with their mothers or something.
Yeah.
But have you Muffin, seen any? Have you seen any pictures of Junior and Penis?
No, I'd love to see pictures of Junior and Penis, but I haven't seen any yet. Shoot them my way. I'm on InstaTalk.
maybe you can share. But what about Muffin?
But you gotta be careful with your kitty cat, Junior, especially little Penis. You gotta be careful because Muffin died of feline AIDS.
Oh, my God. That does go around, Fat Pat. Cats can get that feline AIDS.
And then I had another cat named Ricky Ticky Tabby. I called him that because he caught a garter snake.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Pat and I are friends on social media, Junior, and I see everything she posts is some funny, goofy thing her cats have done, pictures with her and her cats. They do so many interesting things. I could watch those little clips you put up there, Fat Pat, for hours.
I love it, too. You know what the kids call them?
What?
Memes.
What call them what?
Memes.
Memes?
Yeah, like the word me twice.
Ah, memes.
They call them memes. Yeah.
Junior's got to send you some. He's got pictures of Penis with him in his bed when he's just woken up. His ass is right by his face, and he's smiling.
You know, what I want to warn Junior about is when we have our key cats, they seem to be so self-sufficient. you know? But I found out the hard way. Uh-huh. You, honey, you got to take him to the vet because Ricky Tikki Tavi died of feline leukemia.
I thought it was AIDS, feline AIDS.
No, that was Muffin.
Oh.
Ricky Tikki Tavi died of feline AIDS.
Oh, you just said that that was Muffin, that Ricky Tikki just died of feline leukemia.
Right. Muffin died of feline AIDS, honey.
Okay. So, well,
and when Muffin and when Muffin died, I did a big fundraiser.
And how did Muffin die?
Muffin died of feline AIDS, honey. And then Ricky Tikki Tavi died of feline leukemia.
Okay, I thought it was AIDS. And you did a what? What did you do after the kitty died?
I did a fundraiser, and I got lots of money donated, but then I had to give it all back because they claimed, because I consider Muffin to be a little person, that they thought the money should go to AIDS for people.
Right, and not feline leukemia.
No, feline AIDS, honey.
Who?
You know, they're gay. They can be gay, too.
That has nothing to do, Fat Pat, has nothing to do with it. I just want to go
and
make sure that the two of you can share cat stories.
And then, I'm telling you several cat stories right now, honey.
Yeah, but that's between the two of you.
And my cat, Smokey.
Smokey.
He passed away from feline emphysema.
Oh, my God. You've had a lot of cats, Fat Pat, and they've all died of various things like leukemia, emphysema, AIDS.
And that's why I'm telling you it's so important that, you know, you think they take care of themselves because they can clean themselves, honey. And a lot of times they don't want to be bothered and they don't like to go in a car. And they hate it when you take them to the vet, but it's very important because now, these days, unlike it was back, you know, in 2010, they have a lot of shots.
Yeah,
they can give your kitty a shot to keep them from getting that stuff.
Yes, but you can also catch stuff from your cat, too, Fat Pat, like that cat scratch fever if they nip you or scratch you on that. And you always have to keep their litter box clean because you realize those paws are in that litter. And then they jump out and they want to jump up and get close to your face and everything.
And then I lost Bootsy due to opioid addiction.
Oh, my God.
I don't, but you know, they're too smart for their own good, and I didn't even know why a kitty cat would want to get in Fat Pat's medicine chest. God knows what you're going to find in there.
Yep, and that was tragic. But you got four healthy ones right now, don't you?
I sure do.
Except, who was, you had AIDS, leukemia,
and feline emphysema, yeah.
But all of them now are healthy.
Honey, the odd thing is he never even smoked.
But you do.
Oh.
Secondhand smoke, Fat Pat.
Oh, come on, honey. You know there's no such thing.
So how can I make sure that you and Junior get hooked up on social media so that you could? Are you smoking now, Fat Pat?
Am I dieting? Of course I'm smoking.
You know what?
I put a Virginia Slim in my mouth and I feel like Margaret Court.
Now, where can Junior see your pictures of Kitty and all that?
Oh, I can't get the Instatac.
Instatac, yeah. Sign in there.
You know, the tickety, rickety, tickety, talk Instagram.
Yeah, and all the kitties are up there on that. And we've been trying to get Junior to post his pictures of his kitty, but he doesn't want to do that.
I got the one account that I keep for my grandkids, Instagram.
Yeah, and
but that's, you know, I can't put any NSFW stuff on that one.
All right. Good luck on your vinegar diet. What is it? The acid vinegar diet?
My acid vinegar diet, and I would love to see a picture of Junior and penis.
Yes. Yep, I agree. I think we'll post one up on the old website.
Is Junior's penis a cuddler?
No.
What are you talking about? Every picture I see, he's cuddling up to your face.
Oh, I thought she said cuddler.
No, cuddler.
Oh, yeah, she loves the cuddle.
Can I see a picture of it on my telephone?
I'll send one right over.
I can't wait. And don't you let those boys pick on you, Junior. You're a big hunk of man.
That's right, baby.
Bye, Fat Pat.
By the way, I'm sorry that you got cut off on the grinder.
You got a second?
Yeah, what?
Do my breasts look bigger to you?
Here.
Maybe this will help.
What are you doing?
I'm taking my shirt off. Big deal. Now look.
Okay. They're great. Fine. Big. Whatever. Put your shirt back on.
No. Feel. Come on. Feel and see how firm they are.
No, I'm leaving. That's it. I'm leaving.
Oh, come on. No. Come on. You're going to miss all the fun.
A Boy Scout meeting is no place to bare your breast. Remember that young boys are impressionable. Brought to you by the Scouting Association.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. We are Stan and Haney. And I told you...
Bringing you a questionable brand of entertainment on a daily basis.
For nearly 30 years. I told you, Junior, I will tomorrow have a photo of me and my cat.
What's the name of your cat?
Lenny. And I will, if I post a picture of me and my cat, will you post a picture of you and your cat?
I don't know, man. It's an invitation to just get roasted.
What are you talking about? I'm willing to meet it head on.
Well, people respect you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and, you know, your cat's kind of a predator.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if penis is a predator.
Penis is a sweetheart.
So we shouldn't say anything bad about penis.
No, I'll be...
You love penis.
I don't care if they say anything about me. I care if they say anything about penis.
So we need to understand that you love penis, and we shouldn't say anything bad about it.
Let me ask you this. What do you feed penis? What kind of food?
Why would somebody name their cat that?
I don't know.
She snacks on dry food throughout the day, and she gets wet food.
Well, that's bad for the kidneys.
Yeah, it'll crystallize the kidneys. Fancy feast?
He can barely feed himself.
Yeah, I know. Nine lives. Friskies.
Store brand.
It's probably just store brand.
Dollar General.
Does the cat like fish or meat? Chicken?
Oh, like beef.
Beef?
Yeah.
Like beef livers?
Yeah.
Most disgusting thing you can buy?
All that processed goodies.
That when you open the pop the top, you gag.
My cat's so trained in that sound that I can be opening up like a can of beans. And the thing will think it's being fed.
And attack you.
Oh, it readily attacks. I have a...
Well, I know it attacks unprovoked, but when it hears a can, then it has every reason. Yeah.
I keep a stick by the bedroom door because when I go to bed at night...
You worry about it trying to murder you in your sleep.
The cat charges at the door and will go and hurt me.
Between that and your wife throwing things on the floor to make you fall.
Well, she sets up what they, you know, like tiger traps because she knows during the night at some point in time, I have to go up to go to the bathroom.
Yep.
And it's a short walk from the bed to the bathroom. But what she does, remember in the old jungle movies?
What'd she do, just throw Legos on the floor?
Well, she does that too, but that's just to wound me. It's not to kill me. But she...
That's important. Intent is important.
Remember
meant to wound, not kill.
Remember like in the old Tarzan movies where they had to trap the lion or the tiger?
Yeah.
And they dig that big pit and then throw palm fronds over it. And then the lion or tiger would be coming and fall into the pit.
On the bungees. And bungee spikes.
Well, sometimes.
Or the ropes get you and you get hauled up into the air.
But she does that to me during the night because it's dark and I can't see well to begin with. So she'll take a laundry basket, big one, and she'll cover it with a towel or a blanket. So that when I wake up and you can't
see... Oh, that's just a blanket.
You can't see color at night. You just see a blanket across the floor.
That's a harmless blanket.
And I take two steps. I fall into the laundry basket. The blanket gets trapped around my leg. I go down.
And as you're helpless, you hear the cat ramming the door.
Well, I go down. I hit the floor. Let a 30-second beat go by as I'm like, hold on a second, I'm on the floor. 30-second, well, less than that. Let's say 10, 15 seconds. You okay? Waiting to hear if there's an answer.
It takes you 15 seconds to realize you're on the floor.
Oh, well, I'm half asleep. I fall. I realize that I'm on the floor. It's made a noise. Boom, boom. Silence.
So it's a boom, boom, then
not yet. That's falling downstairs. Silence. Did it work or not? Stan, you okay? Waiting for a response.
And then the cat's beating its head against the door the whole time. I could get him. He's vulnerable.
Just wanted to go to the restroom. Now here I am on the floor, peeing myself.
Hopefully you can at least reach your stick.
Yeah. Keep that cat away. He'll cut you to ribbons. I'll let you. I'll do.
Have you had to use the stick?
Yes, I will do some traffic right now. Once you get into the news, I will show you what the cat did to me. One of many.
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah. Let's.
You mean there's worse?
Oh. Let's get you updated. There's only one thing on the board.
One day you came in here and everybody was going, Stan, trouble at home?
Yeah.
I'm fine.
I'm fine. Crash, Lehigh Acres, Leonard Boulevard North, and Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date.
You weren't very convincing with the I walked into a door excuse either.
I slipped and fell again.
Tell Grandma you fell off the swing. Yeah.
Mark Haney in the news starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, June 24th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
And I should say this, I love my wife with all my heart. This Saturday will be 3 years since we met.
Oh, since you met. I was going to say, boy, it does kind of seem like you got married 3 years ago, but I don't think it's been 3 years.
Got married, what is it, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, 9 months ago.
So you met her 3 years ago.
We went on our first date 3 years ago this Saturday.
So that's not when you first knew each other as man and woman. No, it's when you first laid eyes on each other.
That was a man and wife nine months ago. Jeez. Time flies, doesn't it? Time flies. Seems just like yesterday.
9 months ago, things were so peaceful. We were just waiting for a hurricane to hit to see if I could get on a plane.
Yep. That was our only worry.
Oh, yeah. All I had to do was just worry about all the things I had to do personally. And once I accomplished all my goals, I made a vow to never leave my house again.
Yep, and you've stuck to it.
Except you dragged me back in, Sonny. Time now for things you didn't know.
Alrighty.
You know, it's a well-known fact that most academics are stupid, vain, vengeful people.
We've seen it.
And if there's one thing an academic can't stand, it's a true innovator.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that invents something or changes the game because they don't like that because they're devoted to the useless knowledge they've acquired, even if it's wrong. Somebody comes along and proves their theory's wrong, they're screwed.
Yep.
And they're cowards.
See, he did that to my hand.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that kind of damage before. Yeah. Not that specific one, but I've seen that type of damage on you.
Yeah, I got a foot in here somewhere.
So, here's how the academics work. When Anders Celsius invented his temperature scale in 1742, he came up with it. Okay.
Oh, yeah, he invented it.
And he had the boiling point of water at 0 degrees and the freezing point at 100 degrees.
Hmm.
Now, they didn't think of that, but you know what they did?
What?
They waited until Anders Celsius died, then co-opted his system and reversed it.
Yep. Made the boiling point 100.
And then said, that was my idea. Yeah, that's bad. That looks almost as bad as my foot does right now from those ants.
Yeah, bad stuff. I'll take a picture of my cat with me tonight, Junior, and then we'll both post them together.
Coca-Cola, in 1977, thought it would be a great idea to get into the wine business. You know, Coca-Cola in 1977, you know, they're dominant, they're feeling their oats.
Yeah.
And said, why don't we bring that Coca-Cola mentality to the wine business?
What, Coca-Cola wine?
Yeah. However, they learned a hard lesson about the wine business. It's harder to make wine than it is Coca-Cola. So they sold all of their wine-related property in 1983 and said, soda's much more reasonable.
Stuck around for 6 years. See if you can find a bottle of Coca-Cola wine, Junior. See, I want to see what that looks like.
Now, I don't know if they branded the wine that, but they were behind it. See, Coca-Cola makes lots of different drinks.
Water and,
Speaking of Al K. Hall, and I will admit, I did know this. We may have discussed it before, but you may not have heard it, so we'll bring it to you again. All the way back in 1759, a savvy businessman by the name of Arthur Guinness, signed a lease for a brewery in Dublin, Ireland, at the rate of $75 a month.
That was a lot of money back in 17 what?
1759. Thus, the Guinness Brewery. Now, there's nothing all that remarkable about signing a lease in 1759, $75 a month for a brewery. What is interesting is the term of the lease at $75 a month. Mm. So in 1759, that's a chunk of change.
Yeah.
The terms of the lease for that brewery, 9,000 years.
At $75 a month.
Guinness will be in that brewery making money hand over fist until the year 10,759, when there will be an option to renegotiate.
$75.
Yep.
So here we are in 2020. Big, big operation. $75 a month.
Yep. That's how you get rich.
That's how you do it.
You know, you hear in the restaurant business, your Michelin ratings, Michelin stars. Mm-hmm. Where the hell did that come from?
I would assume Michelin tires. Get you out on the road.
Michelin Tires got into the business of reviewing restaurants for its Michelin Guide back in 1900. Why?
Why?
So people would drive further to eat and require new tires sooner.
You know, Michelin, we've done several stories of Michelin over the months and years. They were innovators, weren't they?
Yeah, the old road drunkard.
They had it all.
Just like Bogey and Bacall. Yeah. I see you.
No, I mean,
you had your hand on the trigger, Stan.
This would be normally the time that we would take a break, then you could come back and do three of them. Now, if you'd like to do another story now, I'm not going to stop you, and we'll make a judgment call during the break.
In a moment.
Jeez.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, many single people have complained that they've been banned by Tinder and have been unable to get it on during the lockdown. A new survey found 30% of people who are quarantined have left the home to hook up during the lockdown.
Junior, 30, are you among the 30%?
I'm part of the 30%, yeah.
And just over half of them have also had someone come over to their place to do their business.
Junior?
Yes.
More statistics from the survey. 30% of people who are isolating alone had at least one video chat hookup.
Video chat? Junior?
Never.
78% of people who are self-isolating with a partner have been having more relations because of the lockdown. And that's not because they've started to appreciate their partner more. Two-thirds say it's really out of sheer boredom.
Jeez.
76% have attempted to use the lockdown as a chance to pervert or spice up their sex life.
Junior?
Yeah.
And remember, 78% say with partners they're doing it more, but they're doing it out of boredom, and now it seems that it's been too much. Because 6 out of 10 people who agreed with those statements say they've experienced sexual burnout now.
Sure.
You know, folks, the 4th of July is still more than a week away.
Yeah.
But in America today, many, many people are complaining about fireworks waking them up.
Mm-hmm.
Waking them up, waking the children, frightening the pets so that then the pets wake everybody up. Now, It always happens to an extent around the 4th, but this year it seems out of control.
You think?
New York City alone has had 426 times more noise complaints in June than the same time last year. And it's up in many, many other cities as well, including L.A., Vegas, Chicago, and Boston. The NYPD announced, "Don't call us to complain about fireworks. We won't respond." So hundreds of people in New York sat outside the mayor's mansion Monday night and honked their horns to wake him up so that privileged SOB would know how it felt.
Yeah,
and yesterday, he announced the city is cracking down on illegal fireworks.
I think I have it.
Tonight, I'm here at Gracie Mansion. I will be joined by a few hundred individuals who will be coming here with their vehicles, honking their horns in front of Gracie Mansion.
Right on!
We can't sleep. Mr. Mayor, you won't sleep.
I love it. You know, when you were bringing that up, because the same thing was going on, where would you expect? Baltimore. Baltimore was having a real fireworks problem.
It goes on till all hours of the night. These kids are setting off fireworks. It's loud, maybe annoying.
You don't know if it's a gun. You don't know the duck, the stand up, you know, so you really don't know.
It's a lot of booms, you know.
And thus, the real problem with fireworks and police saying we won't respond. There are many videos on social media that directly illustrate fireworks masking active gunfire.
That's the whole purpose that all of this is going on with the fireworks.
Well, you numb the public to seeing people in masks.
That's what
you
I'm saying.
You numb them to the sound of gunfire.
The crackle and all that stuff. I think it's true, and you and I were talking off the air about this. The fireworks that these people have gotten a hold of, these protesters, anarchists, have gotten a hold of, are heavy-duty fireworks. It's like, how do you get your hands on that many?
Exactly. Why is that? There's a very simple explanation.
These are not the little sparklers that you have in the little firecrackers.
Because of the COVID and the fact that a lot of them are made in China, and China is not our friend. They're flooding it. Many municipalities have canceled any public displays.
Yep.
Fireworks are canceled all over the place, so the market is flooded with professional grade fireworks, the kind that they shoot off a bridge or from a safe location. In the case of New York, something that might go off on a barge is going off in somebody's front yard. And they say it's easy enough if you're savvy.
Know the right people.
Yep.
Yep. Jeez.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news.
Wrong
here
one.
In Southwest Florida's most respected
wrong
anchorman,
one.
My colleague, Mark Haney.
Hold on. That was the wrong one.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. Bill. That's covering my bases.
Yeah.
31-year-old Tomas Dimek was asking people to give him money outside a drugstore in Ewing, New Jersey last Thursday.
Wonder where Ewing, New Jersey is.
It'd be about halfway between NYC and Philly.
Thank you.
A 66-year-old woman walked by and made the mistake of giving the man a dollar.
Uh-oh.
Because that's insulting.
To him?
Yes.
That she gave him a dollar?
Yes.
What did he want?
More. So he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
when the 66-year-old woman who had voluntarily given him a dollar went to get into her car, he jumped in and stole the lady's car, but she was still in it. He stole the car sitting on the woman's lap. She was pinned underneath him and could not reach the brakes. So there was nothing she could do. He had her pinned down.
She's sitting on her lap.
Yep.
Like she was a seat cushion.
Yep. Now, luckily, someone saw this happen, called 911, which resulted in the man getting into a high-speed chase with police, all the while sitting on the woman's lap, pinning her down. He eventually crossed the border into Pennsylvania, where they finally got serious.
Yeah.
The car was stopped, and they chased him down on foot. The woman he sat on the whole time, through all of the thrills, was checked out by paramedics, gave a statement to the police. She seems to be okay, although obviously shaken up, and he is facing a laundry list of charges. I mean, longer than like a drugstore receipt.
Good. Oh, there's his picture right there.
Duh.
Jeez, this guy.
That's on the dollar. I'm gonna steal your car. You got any meth? I want some meth. And that's the news for today, Wednesday, June 24th.
Double M, double X.
The world is going to hell. I'm Mark Haney.
There he is. Little Mark Haney telling it
like it is. Mark, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Sure as hell not telling you how it should be.
The Garrett, Hawaii 5-0. Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rock.
Rick Stan here.
This is 86 calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Let's get you one more look at traffic for your drive home. A little busy out there. All right. Let me make sure I start in the right area. We'll start in North Fort Myers first. Crash, Pondella Road and Barrett Road. Fort Myers, crash, South Airport Road and South Cleveland Avenue, right by the Aldi's. Crash, Fort Myers, Gladiolus Drive and South Tamiami Trail. Lehigh Acres, crash, 23rd Street Southwest and Floyd Avenue South.
Is that by the Pop Shop and the Hardee's?
Could be. And one more, Fort Myers, crash, Daniels Parkway and American Colony Boulevard. Let's get that cleared up.
Is that by Lums?
And you are up to date.
I'm gonna go down on the creek bank, gather all my people, and pitch horseshoes until the sun goes down.
Gonna barbecue my ribs.
Yes, sir.
Eat potato salad.
Yeah.
Let the bird dogs run, let the children sing. Lord, we're gonna
do
get
it,
down. Yes, we shall gather down in Dixie, where my father and my children's feet have trod. We shall all sing hallelujah. I'm American by birth and Southern by the grace of God.
Beautiful singers.
Potato salad.
Well, no thanks.
I'm gonna slip off with my cousin for a little shot of bourbon. Listen to him stretch the truth for a little while.
I'm gonna sneak up behind my baby and tell her that I love her. I'm gonna lay her down in a hickory shade and watch my baby smile. Yes, we shall gather down in Dixie, where my father and my children's feet have trod. We shall all sing hallelujah. I'm American by birth and Southern by the grace of God.
Macaroni salad.
Yes, we shall gather down in Dixie.
Coleslaw.
And
where
biscuits.
My
oh,
and my
biscuits.
Children's feet have trod. We shall all sing
hallelujah.
I'm American by birth and Southern by the grace of God.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I don't care. I try to have fun still. I went to Vegas recently, and I like Vegas, but how come your friends think they're going to suddenly get cooler when they go to Vegas? Why does that happen? No, we're as cool as we are when we left. We're not getting better when we get here. In fact, we're probably dropping down a notch because it's competitive. People come from all over to be cool. My friend's like, dude, let's go to the pool at the Venetian. Dude, you are skinny, hairy, and bald. Let's go to the Golden Nugget. That's where good times... Why are we trying so hard? Why be a nobody at the Venetian when you can rule the Nugget? At the Nugget, we're in charge. He's like, let's go to the topless pool at Mandalay Bay. Let's practice talking to girls at the tops on first, because I don't think we have that down yet. I think we have to brush up on that technique. Let's master that, and we'll kick it up to the next level. It's not awkward enough to approach a stranger at the pool. Are you going to approach a topless stranger? Hi, I was watching you from behind the bushes for last hour and a half. Hi, how are you? Hi. Me and my buddies are at the Nugget if you want to come by later. We're five of us sharing one room.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy!
Hi, honey, how's my little cocky Daniel?
Oh, everybody, hey, everybody, it's my best friend, the woman who's helped me lose weight. It's Fat Pat, everybody. Hey, Fat Pat!
Oh, honey, it's so good to hear your voice. How you been hanging in there?
Oh, I've been doing okay. You're putting on the pounds, Fat Pat. You know, I keep saying, fat, get off me, but it doesn't work. What brings the pleasure of you calling the show today? Because it is a pleasure always to talk to you, Fat Pat.
Well, little birdie told me something that got this old gal pretty excited.
What's that?
Did I hear that Junior is back?
He is back. This is his third week back on the show. He's back, Fat Pat.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't mind Rob, but he was a little pipsqueak. I like to have a big hunk of man back there producing the show.
Yeah, Junior's like a 6'6".
I'm a whole lot of man.
I'll just listen to that beautiful voice.
Yeah, you hear him?
You know what? You know, honey, I bet you could sing as good as Johnny Cash.
I'd sing better.
What are you favorites with a tune, honey?
Maybe later, just for you.
Oh, he's taking a liking to you too, Fat Pat.
Well, we just might have to invite you after I take that laxative to the beach with us. Honey?
Yes?
Now, did I hear that Junior is a cat lady himself?
He is. And if memory serves me right, Fat Pat, you're a kind of a cat lady, too.
I love my kitties, and I think anybody that picks on a big hunk of man like that that can love a little kitty cat, they're wrong. I think that's so attractive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's what I've been saying.
We did the story earlier in the week, Fat Pat, that they asked women, what do they think of men, one, not holding a cat, and the same, what, holding a cat. And most women, with the exception of cat ladies, had disgusting replies. They think a man holding a cat is just horrible.
Well, they better not say that in front of Fat Pat, the cat lady.
Fat Pat, what are you? How many kitties do you have?
Oh, right now I've got four beautiful little kitty cats, but I've owned so many over the years, they all touch my heart.
Uh-huh. You have four of them right now?
I remember when I was a young girl, you know, back in my 30s, and we had a little kitty cat, and I called him my little muffin.
Your little muffin. Your little kitty muffin.
And I loved that little kitty muffin.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I just loved it to death. Just love that little kitty cat. Was just the sweetest little kitty, and Muffin was a cuddler.
Oh yeah, and I think Junior's cat's that way too. You know what his cat's name is, don't you?
What Junior? What is Junior's kitty's name?
My kitty's name is Peanut.
Penis.
Peanut.
Yeah, I hear the same thing. A penis.
Honey, why would you name your little kitty cat Penis?
I didn't name my cat Penis.
Don't get me wrong. It's a cute name, but where'd you get the inspiration for that?
I named my cat Peanut.
Penis.
No.
I got it, honey. I got it. Even a man like Junior, who's comfortable enough in his masculinity to have a little kitty cat.
Yeah. He loves that kitty cat Penis.
He doesn't want people knowing he named it Penis, Stan.
I don't know why. I mean, you have four cats, Fat Pat. You can tell me the names of your four cats. What are they?
Well, I can, but, honey, I was trying to tell you about Muffin.
Oh, Muffin. And then and Puss in Boots and Whiskers.
Yeah. and Muffin, you know what he loved to do?
What?
Or maybe it was a she. I don't know. But Muffin...
Yeah, Junior doesn't know about Penis either. He doesn't know if it's a boy cat or a girl cat.
Well, these days you're not allowed to ask him, honey.
I found
Muffin,
that out.
Muffin would jump up on my big fat tummy, and I always call it, look, Muffin's making biscuits. Muffin's making biscuits.
Yeah, when they're kneading at it, they're getting all...
Yeah.
I think that's some kind of instinct with cats when they were nursing with their mothers or something.
Yeah.
but have you seen any pictures of Junior and Penis?
No, I'd love to see pictures of Junior and Penis, but I haven't seen any yet. Shoot them my way. I'm on Instatalk. By the way, I'm sorry that you got cut off on the grinder.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.